And now for something completely different. You'll notice that at Tech Days Online, we don't seem to have a laptop anymore. We do have a Chris Tester O'Neill. Before I actually let him get a word in edgeways, a long time ago in a land far, far away, I went to an event called SQL Bits.
All right.
And there was this chap who wanted to get his first session in and present at this event. And he was having a little bit of trouble with reporting services, despite being an expert and writing exam questions on it. And he's just about to go on. And now here we are on the couch. I don't know how many, was that nearly, what, 7 or 8 years ago, Chris?
Yeah, I think so.
Here we're on the couch, and Chris has got this MVP shirt on because he's now a Microsoft Value Professional. And what we wanted to do in the next 15 minutes is just explain to you what Chris does when he's not in front of the camera, while he's not at work. That, what I call 5 to 9 jobs.
So the day in the life of an MVP organising events.
And the communities and stuff, Chris.
Okay, yeah. So my name's Chris Tess O'Neill, and we have scores of people in the community who organise numerous events throughout the year, not just on SQL Server, but also on data platform technologies in Azure, but also non-Microsoft technologies as well. In Manchester, where we run our local user group, we've got the Linux user group, we've got all sorts going on, and really it's just the opportunity to either learn something new from the speaker themselves, but I actually get a lot out of people just talking in the breaks in between the sessions about problems they have or problems I have. There's a real opportunity for you to come to these user groups, meet new friends, discuss any problems that you have. And I would say that most people who come usually come back at some point. So
we've got every year or so we get a SQL Bits, and we're now we've just done number 15, haven't we?
So I was just talking about Manchester as a user group, and we'll talk a bit more about that. But every year, SQL Bits, I've been working on for a number of years now. I actually started off as an attendee.
And
watched the presentations, really good presentations there, and then I became a speaker. And then I became an organiser, and I've been organising probably the last 6 or 7 events. We've just finished up in Liverpool, two weekends ago, where we're doing the SQL Server 2016 launch, 4 days of in-depth, immersive content. The first 2 days are the training days, so you can pick a training day on the Wednesday, you can pick a training day on the Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday is the sessions. And the great thing about Saturday, of course, is it's free. We always started off as SQL Bits as a Saturday for free, and we've always returned that. So, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not for profit anyway.
We don't make any money from it.
I'm playing it back in. So that's a big sort of 2 or 3 day content. And then if I was a SQL guy, like scanning around trying to find out what's on and how do I skill up, then I'd be looking at maybe also I see that we do these SQL Saturdays.
Yeah, so if you're not aware, there's an organisation called PASS. PASS was previously known as the Professional Association of SQL Server. That's no longer the case, it's just called PASS. The reason for that is that it appeals to both the SQL Server professional, the BI professional, but also we're getting into the analytics space now. And PASS has a business analytics conference in San Jose. So you could go to the PASS website, and you could find a lot of information out about a local user group next near you, and they'll give you the details when it's running, they'll give you the contact details for who organises it. But also, let's not forget SQLServerFAQ.com, where a lot of these user groups as well post the details on there as well. Tony Rogerson runs that. So there's two main areas for you to find out about information surrounding the Microsoft Data Platform. You've got PASS, or you've got SQL Server FAQ. And if you just go onto those sites and you can type in a location, you'll be able to find one pretty much on your doorstep.
Yeah, so obviously a big 3 day event, typically run in London, out of town, that SQL bit. SQL Saturdays run all over the country, all over the world, actually.
Yeah, it is, yeah. So SQL Saturday typically are 2 day events.
Yeah.
You have the free Saturday. This is done in association with PASS again. It's worth mentioning that we have a number of SQL Saturdays running in the country. Manchester SQL Saturdays on July the 23rd, and then we've got Cambridge in September, and then we've got Southampton in December, and then we come full circle again with Exeter and Edinburgh, but those dates aren't confirmed yet. No. But they take place on a Saturday. Yeah. There's usually a training day on the Friday. And again, if you just go to sequelsaturday.com and click on the Europe link, you'll be able to get a list of the upcomings all over Europe. I mean, Exeter is my favourite one. Mm. In the UK, but I love going to Holland and Utrecht there.
Yeah, they don't let me out of the country, but it's,
I know, apparently.
Well, apparently we've got experts in Europe as well on this stuff, so they don't usually let me go. So that's if you're free on a Saturday community day, and then yeah. We also run relays, don't we? Where we try and hit eight cities in as many days in the UK.
So SQL Relay is an interesting one. It was previously a tour.
Yeah.
And this goes back, Tony Rogerson and I founded SQL Relay many years ago, and as you know, I played in a band and toured up and down in the country. Played with the Blue Tones and stuff like that. And for me, I wanted to recreate a lost career at touring on a bus.
Yeah.
So SQL Relay was born in a hotel in Seattle with me and Tony talking to, we shared the idea with Claire. And it starts about 5 years ago where we toured we had user groups running all over the country. And now it's turned into this tour, which last year was over 2 weeks, but this year it's over 1 week.
Okay.
Yeah, and details are coming out very soon about SQL Relay.
October, I think I have in my diary.
It is in October, that's right.
Yeah.
And the we're looking at Cardiff, Birmingham, Leeds. Forgive me.
Don't worry. We'll get those out.
We can tweet those out. Yeah.
So, and also, I've got a data and devices site, and I hope the guys in the back office are kind of putting this up on the chat link where that is. We're going to aggregate all of these links and URLs to you shortly. We wait for people to come and contact us. But if you're not subscribing to things like the TechNet Flash and newsletter, then there are other ways of finding out of it. Now, I think the other thing also about this, Chris, is yes, we keep mentioning SQL here, but I just want to double down on this. This is typically there are tracks there on, yes, the traditional SQL Server
that we
all grew up on. But there's also this whole thing around, say, ancillary topics like Power BI, and we've got an MVP now on R with Steph Locke.
Yeah, Steph Locke is doing amazing work in Cardiff. I mean, Cardiff is just such a hive of activity at the minute. Steph's got, you know, she's got the R group, and she's doing SQL Server. I think she's even doing .NET as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Prafi. In London,
running Power BI.
I believe they had their first event, which was over 100 people.
150.
I'm not surprised.
I went to that, and
So
there is this sort of allied community. And if we look at this from another point of view, a lot of people sponsor this. Obviously, Microsoft do. You know, we want to get people using the tech, and you would expect us to, right? But we don't control the content.
No.
But then if you look at, you know, like this London Power BI user group, sponsored by a recruitment company. Now, why would a recruitment company, I hear you ask, be interested in that?
Well, we have a recruitment company that sponsors Manchester on occasion. Yeah. So at the end of the day, as a user group leader, we rely on sponsorship to pay for the food. But also we do get other companies that give us their facilities for free as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Some don't. But literally, we've got a recruitment company coming at the next Manchester, and they are there to share what their information about how prevalent is our big data roles in the Northwest, how prevalent our reporting services are, and they're actually sharing that with us, and they don't come in with the hard sell at all. We found it quite useful, actually.
So this whole community thing, and the reason I wanted to just take random 15 minutes of your time while you're having a sandwich and talk about this stuff is because, for me, what's important about this and why I do my job is about helping people with their careers. If you're stuck in a groove in some organisation and, you know, you're on an old version of whatever it is, you know, and you know your stuff, then at these events, you're probably going to find your next role. You know, because sometimes if you're working for a large organisation, frankly, it's difficult to turn the culture around. And if you want to work on the latest and greatest, maybe there's a small startup over there or a boutique partner. I mean, by that, I mean a partner that's doing one or two things super well that you're interested in.
Yeah.
And you can find your next role there. And that's on the one hand. On the other role, I've seen larger companies going to events like this specifically to find people. You know,
absolutely.
And at the financial institutions, I'm not going to name names here, we were at recently in both Leeds and in Manchester.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I think they were hosting those events with an eye to who is turning up to these that we might want to recruit.
See, the challenges in our industry at the moment is that there's supply and demand, right? There's not enough supply of good people to fill the roles that are there. What I would say, what community has done for me personally, I can only speak for me, is it's helped me to raise my game. I learned so much from people just through conversations, through presentations. It is unbelievable. And the other thing is, as well, on Twitter, SQL help, hashtag SQL help. Don't use it for anything other than you've got a problem, put your question on there. We get members of the MVP community, the product group, even organizer of events. You're probably going to get your question answered fairly quickly.
Yeah. I think the other thing that's interesting to talk to you, Chris, is I know you're a Microsoft certified trainer.
I am indeed.
And he's the person you want to kill because he's writing those awkward questions in some of those Microsoft exams.
No, you don't do that? No, I don't write the questions. I'm not allowed to. I've been writing the books for Microsoft Learning since 2008.
You write the official curriculum?
I write the official curriculum,
right,
yeah.
But the reason I want to mention that is how one of the other problems we all face is trying to keep up.
Yes.
You know, we've done a whole, today's kind of good.
Yeah.
But what if you want to come and ask questions of people? So coming to these events is a way of staying on top of this.
Yeah.
And you want to stay on top of this, I think, because the opportunities are absolutely fantastic.
So my most important point really is the thing that you've got to remember is that regardless of the technology and regardless of the version that comes out, there are always core fundamental skills that you need to have. They usually don't disappear. So you're always going to have query optimization in databases. You're always going to have the movement of data in a BI process. So you, if you keep on top of those foundational skills, what it becomes then, as each release comes out, you're picking up the new stuff, and that's where the community events really help, because they're usually first to market with these new features than even Microsoft Learning are. So get in with the fundamentals and the foundational knowledge, and with each release, learn those new things and pick them up from community events such as SQL Bits, SQL Relay, any past chapter or user group, and of course the various SQL Saturdays.
Yeah. And in my world, it's about understanding the structures of data. You know, there are just standard techniques when you want to manipulate data, dates, date time, strings, loading in random kinds of data, as we've just been hearing. Mm. The tooling might change, but the principles,
the principles
don't change.
Absolutely.
And I think the other thing is if you are looking to develop your career, speaking at these events, having contributions on GitHub, answering questions on forums, all of that is publicly available. Anybody can see your profile. And you haven't just built that overnight. You've built that over a long tail. So that gives you credibility and confidence when you're preparing a new role. After all, if you can sit on the camera here and talk to, I don't know how many thousand people are listening at the moment, hopefully one or two, then isn't that great for that next interview and role? So I would say, finally, as we close this out, Chris, is here's one we prepared earlier. And if you can have a great career mucking about with this stuff.
You can.
If you get involved with the community.
Absolutely. And I just encourage you to start off with a local user group and take it from there. I'm sure you'll be suitably impressed.
Okay. So, Chris, I'm going to go and let you get some lunch.
Thank you.
I'm going to take five while my very good friend Paul Foster comes on in about 15 minutes' time and does some amazing stuff. He's definitely going to be here this time, so I've got time for a sandwich.
Brilliant.
We'll be back after the break.
Thanks for your time.